Good morning. It's 48 degrees right now in Jacksonville. We are dealing with some fog with visibility in some spots reduced down to a half mile. Relative humidity of 97%. It is time for a look at your local and area news, and it's brought to you at this hour by Premier Bank and Colton Downey Insurance. I'm Jim McCabe. No rain, no fog last night. Kids wasted no time having fun on the newly dedicated playground and community park that was officially open for business. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held for the Kiwanis Club playground set that arrived last month. Funds were raised for the purchase and installation of the toy, which replaces the previous playground set from 1983 from various efforts, including the Johnsonville Brat Grill and the Kiwanis Pancake and Sausage Breakfast. It cost $55,000. In addition, money was left for the toy in the will of longtime Jacksonville Kiwanian Ralph Weber. Accordingly, a portion of the playground was dedicated to Weber. His niece, Joanne Leroy, was present at yesterday's ceremony.
Well, he loved children, for one thing, you know, and that was his whole objection, was to provide something additional for the children of Jacksonville. And he never had any children.
What's it mean to you to see this here today?
It's very emotional, yeah. It gets me a little choked.
Right after the ribbon cutting, area children began playing on the various sections of the playground, including 4-year-old Renly Booth.
You like the new playground?
Awesome.
What's your favorite part of the playground?
This part.
What is this?
Ladder.
The Kiwanis Playground is located southwest of the small community park bandstand.
What makes a great bank? A family-friendly atmosphere. Hi, this is Amy Hacker with Premier Bank, and we believe our customers are like family to us. We have a friendly, qualified staff that enjoys helping you make the best banking choices. See what makes Premier Bank hometown proud. See us at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
U.S. Representative Rodney Davis announced last Friday his support of the Second Chance Reauthorization Act. According to a press release, the act is focused on providing resources to state and local governments, as well as community-based programs. The goal of the act is to improve success rates for those released from prison and jail. The Second Chance Act was passed with bipartisan support under George W. Bush in 2008 and provides nonprofit, faith, and community-based organizations with mentoring grants to develop drug treatment, housing, job training, medical care, and education programs. All of the programs receiving grant money are aimed at reducing recidivism and ensuring a successful return to society for prisoners who have completed their sentence. Davis was signed on as a co-sponsor to the Second Chance Reauthorization Act, which aims to continue funding those programs that received funding under the 2008 Second Chance Act. Law also expands academic and vocational education for offenders in prisons, jails, and juvenile detention facilities. The act has been endorsed by the NAACP, Prison Fellowship Ministries, the National Association of Police Organizations, and the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops. A Jacksonville man was injured in a one-vehicle accident near Franklin yesterday. It happened at around noon on the Woodson Blacktop, according to reports from the Morgan County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say 55-year-old Mark Rice of the 2200 block of Sequoia was traveling west on the blacktop and, for an unknown reason, drove off the north side of the road, striking an embankment. Rice's vehicle apparently came to rest in a standing bean field. He was taken to Passavant Area Hospital and has since been treated and released. No citations were issued. Jacksonville police made one arrest yesterday. 21-year-old Clint Van Heining of Linville was booked at the Morgan County Jail for retail theft at around 4 p.m. Van Heining remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made three arrests yesterday and overnight. 22-year-old Andrew Abramovich of Alton was booked at the Morgan County Jail for failure to appear for possession of drug paraphernalia at 11:45 a.m. Abramovich has been released on bond. 21-year-old Lee Duncan of Arlington Heights was booked at the county jail on an out-of-county warrant for theft at around 11:30 p.m. Duncan remains in custody. A Loamy boy was booked at the county jail for failure to appear for retail theft at around 12:30 a.m. The boy remains in custody. Scott County deputies made one arrest yesterday. 28-year-old Alexander Zielinski of Sparta was booked at the Greene County Jail on a Scott County warrant for failure to appear for DUI. Zielinski remains in custody. Morgan County. Deputies reported one theft yesterday. Someone reportedly told deputies in the 300 block of Cooks and Maradosha that sometime in the last month, someone removed two batteries from his vehicles. Illinois' largest union is backing Governor Quinn over Bruce Rauner. AFSCME made the announcement over the weekend. Union has had a tumultuous relationship with Quinn since he's been in office. They battled Quinn after he refused to honor pay raises for thousands of workers. He claimed lawmakers did not put the cash in the budget, but a judge eventually told him to pay up with interest. Unions also disagreed with Quinn on the pension issue. Despite the disagreements, union leaders say Quinn is the better candidate than Rauner. They can be graceful, but they're also sturdy, and if you hit a deer, your car can sustain thousands of dollars in damage.
October and November are the top months for car deer crashes in Illinois, says Missy Dundoff, a spokeswoman for Bloomington-based State Farm.
There's a lot of different reasons when it comes to mating, urban sprawl, pushing a lot of deer out, and with the changing weather, they tend to be out on the roadways more. Fall just tends to be a month that the deer are moving around a lot, and you see them on the side of the road wanting to cross, and it's just important to be alert.
Dundoff says while Illinois is only 31st in the nation for car-deer collisions, they can happen anywhere in the state. At the Illinois Capitol, this is Dave Dahl.
We will take a look at news notes in a moment. WLDS time is 7:36.
Hello, this is Ernie Downey. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or will you call an 800 number that connects you with who knows who, another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will know you and protect you. Visit us at Colton Downey Insurance in Root House or in Jacksonville, or call 243-8000.
News notes this morning. The Jacksonville Utility Committee will meet tonight at 5:30 in the Municipal Building Commission Room. Lottery drawing for archery deer sights and duck blinds at Lake Jacksonville is at the Nichols Park Pavilion at 6:30 p.m. And there's a workshop at Hamilton's at 110 Northeast tonight from 4:30 to 8 o'clock called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About ADHD and Practical Strategies. The featured speaker is Susan Goodell. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 63 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 51. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 51 degrees. We measured 1.94 inches of precipitation. We're sliding backwards. It's 48 degrees right now in Jacksonville. Foggy right now. Winds are calm. We have relative humidity of 97%. And because of that fog, our visibility is reduced down to about a half mile. Bob's got the full forecast up next. The next scheduled local newscast comes your way at 8:06 this morning after CBS News. Bulletin News is on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.
All the things you expect in a hospital.